again. Now let us turn to the Word of God in the book of Revelation, the very last book of the Bible, chapter 12. Revelation chapter 12. Verses 10 and 11. Thank you. Revelation 12, verses 10 and 11. The Word of God says, I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. Verse 11, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Amen. How wonderful that the Word of God has that power to strengthen a believer that even at the cost of their lives and threat to their safety, men and women read this book called the King James Bible. Hundreds, if not thousands, have perished for reading this book. No other book. Only the King James Bible has cost many people to willingly die to read this book. Do you know that? How is it? The Word of God says when you have the Word and the truth, and the threat is either you give up the Bible or we'll kill you, men and women and children, willingly gave their lives, as the Word of God says. They loved not their lives unto the death, for God's Word is more precious even than their own lives. Tonight we continue in the series, and we go on till the end of October. Now it's end of August. And I'm going to give you a running commentary on why we continue to use this old-fashioned King James Bible. People say, I can't understand how you like to read these and thous. Don't know what it means. I said, don't tell me they don't know. They pretend not to know. Thee is you, thou is also you. Now, my friends, as I said, we have a OHB festival tonight. The authorized version, can you see it? It's very blurred, the top one, because it's in color. King James Bible, KJB, is God's word for the end time. Especially for this end time, because so many are defecting from the truth. Even as God's word says, before the Lord Jesus returns, many in the church will give up. They will not believe the truth. And they will fall away. Do you know that there are about 100 versions of the Bible today? Each one claiming to be more readable, understandable, more accurate, faithful. I say, do you know what is Satan's other name? Father of lies. All these sales talk are from Satan. How can it be more readable? You know, there is a research done in none other place than Harvard University to find out whether really The English in the King James Bible is so much more difficult than the English in the modern English versions. You know what the result is? In this book it says, the King James Bible English is the best English. King's English. Understandable. Better, easier to understand than the new English versions. That is Harvard. Not me. Let me introduce to you the King James Bible which you are carrying and you are reading, and perhaps some are wondering, should I switch to another version? I say, dear friends, tonight it will settle you. Definitely. Because the King James Bible, KJB, is one and only Bible of its kind for which men of God perished, willingly give their lives in order that they may read the Bible, this Bible, not any Bible. Now this Bible is special, unique in so many ways. Firstly, it is the only Bible translated by royal commission. No other Bible, as I shall proceed to show you. The King of England, called James the First, gave the order to 54 translators, the top linguists, experts in England, translate the Word of God from the original Hebrew for the Old Testament, Greek for the New Testament, so that all our English people can read it in English. Now, I want to stress this, dear friends. English has suddenly become the lingua franca, the common language of the whole planet Earth. Do you know that? Do you know that no aircraft is allowed to fly if they do not speak English? Because all the traffic controllers speak in English only. And your English must be understandable, because if he says you're allowed to land and you don't land, you go elsewhere, you're finished. Lives are at stake. Today, English has become the world's number one language. Why? Because the computer language is English. Technological advances are in English. Every major science is in English. No use to say, hate England, hate America. Mao Zedong says, we are the biggest nation. Only study Chinese and kill Americans, kill English, kill it. No, now everybody in China is reading English, studying English. Why? KJB is in English, not for no purpose, but God in His all-wise counsels determined that His word will be in English, translated by a committee of 54 linguists. None of the English modern versions are translated by such godly men. Only the King James Bible was translated by a committee. Only the King James Bible took the best of seven Reformation Bibles. The reason why there was a King James Bible was to unify the nation. It was a time when the nation was opposed to the end time power of Rome. Rome is very powerful, as I shall show you later on. It is the most powerful institution on planet Earth today. Do you know this? I didn't know. Do you know that it is the only self-propagating power on Earth? Whereas Obama, after 4 years, he's out. The Pope stays. One Pope to the other through 1,000 and more years. It is a self-propagating body. And its power is enormous, immense, unimaginable. Do you know that when our neighbor, Prime Minister Najib, 2 months ago went to the Vatican to kowtow to the Pope and to acknowledge as the 179th power on the earth, we want to be your friends. Please be our friends. Do you know that? No other church, no other body, no other institution has that kind of power. 180 countries in the world need to be on the good books with the Vatican. It is the only Bible which caused the blood of martyrs. In translating, 4 people sacrificed their lives for that Bible. 4 people. None of the new versions involve anybody's blood, except they suck the blood of buyers. Every modern version is out to make your money. Today you heard of the name of Rupert Murdoch. If you have not heard, you have been sleeping for the last 2 weeks. Who is Robert? Rupert, not Robert, Rupert. Rupert Murdoch, who is he? He was an Australian immigrated to America. And there he made rich. He is now the world's number one media mogul, the one who controls the airwaves, controls the largest newspaper chains. Recently he was charged in England for hacking into people's... Did you know this? It's in the front page headline of the newspaper for days on end. That's Rupert Murdoch. Now, what has it got to do with King James Bible? He has dethroned this Bible by his Bible. NIV. How many of you have NIV? I have 3 editions of NIV in my home to study how evil that Bible is. You know, they have got a couple's Bible to teach you about weekend sex. Do you know that? It's got a gay-friendly Bible where gays are encouraged to read that Bible because they've taken all the names of sodomites out. This is the only Bible that remains true to the God who gave it. It is the most read book in the whole world. In all of history, please understand, no other book has been read as much as the King James Bible in all of history. Now, this is the opinion and the conviction of all learned people. And it is the only Bible proscribed by Rome. You say, wow, so good proscribed. Yeah? Looks like, sounds like prescribed, you know. Now, my friends, it means blacklisted for condemnation, proscribed. The only Bible. Do you know that the Roman Catholic Church welcomes NIV, TEV, that is today's English version, New English Bible, RSV, Revised Standard Version, 4 or 5 of these new Bibles. Why is it? Do you know the answer? When the Bibles are corrupted enough, they will have it. If not, no. King James Bible, impossible. It cost the blood of so many martyrs. So many of those people that Rome hated read the Bible, were killed. And this is the Bible that represents the resistance to the power of that great Roman Empire. So that is why I say, thank God, from the time that the BP Church was founded in 1950, we have adhered to one Bible, only one, King James Bible. Because it is the Bible of the 20th century Reformation, because we are the sons of the 16th century Reformation, and therefore we continued in the tradition to read this Bible, which has the blood of the martyrs, because it is the only 100% total, completely true Word of God without any corruption. That is why, in case anyone here is feeling, oh, my Bible is so old-fashioned, so heavy, I'd like to change to a lighter, modern one. I say, think again. Think again. Now, I said a moment ago, we are up against the most powerful institution in the whole world. How did it become so? Here is a sculpture of a man, the Emperor Constantine, in the 4th century. Emperor of the Roman Empire, Constantine. Very powerful man. No one more powerful than he at that time. And the legend goes that there was going to be a great crucial battle of Milvian Bridge. And the night before, this man, he is a great fighting general, was wondering, should I fight or should I not? And there appeared in the sky, this is the story, a cross. And the words over it in Latin or Roman. By this sign, conquer. Wow. Message to me. I will fight. I win. The next day he fought the battle and he won a great victory. Ah, it must be that cross, you know. So from that day he says, my empire will become Christian. Good. Until then, they had been persecuting, killing Christians. Now, this Christian idea, religion, helped me to win a great battle. I will become a Christian. My dear friends, if that is the meaning and the persuasion that caused you to become a Christian, think again. Maybe you're in the wrong place. We become Christians because we have come to the Savior to acknowledge our total loss and utter condemned condition, and in Him find forgiveness of sins, right? You and me, all of us. There is no other ground for becoming a Christian, but this man says, I become Christian, I won the battle. And all those in his empire, of course, if our emperor is Christian, all of us want to be Christian. In they came. Who doesn't want to be that kind of Christian? Sadly, today there are many Christians who are like that. Yes. In Chinese, they say rice bowl Christians. I pray that there will be none like that. Anyhow, they came in with their idols. That's how that church began to worship idols. And with all their superstitions and other errors crept into the church, no problem. Because now the head of the church is the emperor. And what does he know? He knows nothing except how to fight. So from then on, Roman church became a corrupted church. Not a church of Jesus Christ, but a church of the world and the world power. And then began 1,000 dark years. Not that there was no sun, you know. Dark because there was no truth. no truth of God. There was no Bible except the Latin Bible which they locked up. You don't touch that Bible. Only our priest can read. Only we can understand the Bible. You cannot understand. You don't understand anything in the Bible. Come and ask the priest. We will tell you. So for 1,000 years, the church controlled the lives of everyone in the Roman Empire. You know, that is the whole of Europe. From the cradle to the grave, your life and your fortunes, as it were, are in the hands of the priest. He'll tell you when to baptize your baby. He'll tell you when to bury your dead. And when your dead goes, he'll tell you when we will pray for your dead. And then you've got to pay high mass, high pay. Low mass, low pay. High mass means superior choir will come and sing for you. My patient's father died. And I asked her, all my patients are hers, all of them. I said, what happened? She says, it's not bad, you know. Because before father died, he was converted. And he became a Roman Catholic. So he is now called Christopher. I say, then what happened? Oh, the priest says he's gone to purgatory. Where did the idea of purgatory come from? Is it in Bible? No. So you see, this church has got strange ideas. And those ideas are called traditions. And in that church, the Bible is not the authority. It's church tradition. If there is a conflict, ask the priest, and they will tell you what the church teaching is according to the tradition, according to the dogma. So there we are against that kind of a church. All because of this man called Constantine. And he went on for 1,000 years. How sad that for 1,000 years all the Europeans never had the truth until God's Spirit began to move, you know. We have a God who has His own timing. You cannot hurry God. You cannot hasten Him. You cannot retard Him. God has His time. And at the right time, He raised this man. Wycliffe, morning star of the English Reformation. Whereas the English Reformation, as the main Reformation on the continent, was 16th century. In the 14th century, God raised this man, Wycliffe. Just as God raised John Sung about 100 years ago, about 80, 90 years ago. Amazing man. And when God raises a man and puts His Spirit on that man, he becomes a different person. So was Wycliffe. Not afraid of the power, not afraid of death. What did he do? He says, my people are in darkness. The entrance of thy word gives light. So he says, let my people have access to the Bible. Now how can they have the Bible? They don't understand Latin. Do you understand Latin? It is a dead language, most difficult. You don't believe me? I tell you. I was in school and they said, you want to be a doctor, you got to understand Latin. For 4 years, almost 2 hours every day we read Latin. As soon as we got into university, we forgot the Latin. Useless language. So that's how the priest locked it up. Nobody can understand the Latin Bible. Wycliffe says, my people must know God's word for themselves to know the truth. and to read the truth and to follow the truth. That's why today we have Bible in English, Chinese, whatever it is, that we may read and we may know the truth and the light and the life. Wycliffe was such a person. And he says, I will translate. At once he became enemy of the church. Remember, in those days, the church was under the control of Rome. Can you imagine? Rome controls churches in England. So Wycliffe was under the control, and he was threatened. But he was, as that verse in Revelation 12:10 says, they loved not their lives unto the death. Even if you kill me, I will still translate. And he translated. Not only did he translate, but he trained and taught young converts to go forth to preach the gospel. And these priests were trained by him not to be afraid of death. And they were not afraid, because they went forth, some were caught, some were burned, and when they were burned, they were burned with a copy of Wycliffe's Bible hung around their neck to show the world, look why we are burning them. Did that stop? Not at all. Do you know that while Wycliffe wrote his English Bible translated, 1382, 14th century, the preaching of God's word by his Lollard preachers went on for over 100 years. Until the 16th century, they were still active preaching the word of God. What a man, what a man. To produce a copy of Wycliffe Bible, this was before the day of printing, to produce a copy of Wycliffe Bible, it took one man, you know how long to copy one copy? 10 months. And therefore it was very expensive. How to buy that Bible? Very difficult, very difficult. Nevertheless, the work went on. Where there is a will, there is a way. When God gives the promise, gives you the will, things happen. Here is John Wycliffe on the left, the man with the big white beard, sending for these Lollard preachers into all the country. Can you see the word Lollard there? What does Lollard mean? Useless fellow. This was a derogatory term. But never mind. They can call us the scum of the world. But we go forth armed with the power, the sword of the Spirit. And through them the whole country was alive with the word of God. And when did they stop this? Not until the 16th century. From the 14th to the 15th to the 16th century. How long? 200 years. What a man was Wycliffe. Hero and morning star. Why is he called the morning star? Whereas the Reformation was a burst of the sun, here was the first light, morning star. In the 16th century came William Tyndale. Now he is, in many ways, more advanced than Wycliffe. Why? Because he went to the original texts to translate from Hebrew and from Greek. His main translation was the New Testament from Greek. And because of his work, again he came across the opposition of the church from Rome. The power from Rome came into England all the time. Was he afraid? Well, I say, we run away. in order that we may continue the work which he did. From England, he ran to the continent. And on the continent, he finished his work of translating all the New Testament into English. The first ever New Testament in English from the Greek. Most accurate, more accurate than the one by Wycliffe. So that was Wycliffe, the Tyndale. Tyndale was burned at the stake. Before the burning, he was strangled. In other words, he was executed. His friend called Roger took up his work after he died. And they caught him and they burned him. So this is the third death connected with the translation of the Bible. And here's the fourth death. Tyndale had a young helper called John Frith, and he helped to organize the printing and organize this work, and he was caught. He was sent to the fire, John Frith. No other Bible has this sacrifice of life for the translation and the printing of it. Now comes a period of great uncertainty. Whereas the country was afire with the Protestant Reformation, men and women came to know the truth, but there was no unity. And without that unity, you are very, I would say, fragile and vulnerable to the power of Rome. God sent at that time a king. The king was from Scotland. His name is called James. In Scotland, do you know that Scotland is mainly a Presbyterian country? Yes, those of us, we are Presbyterians. And our doctrine and our teaching and our tradition comes from Scotland. So was King James the First. The first King James in England was King James the Sixth in Scotland. So this is the royal naming. He was Presbyterian, Protestant, Calvinist, following the teachings of John Calvin, very similar to our church. So we have a lot in common with James the First. And they said, wonderful, let us ask our king to help us unify, to have 7 or 8 Bibles, each one following one. It's very hard to unify the country, even though you're all Protestants. Do you understand? We need an instrument, the one great Bible that will unify was not present, not available. So they called for King James and they petitioned the king, and the king moved. The king understood. 1,000 of the Puritan leaders signed a petition to the king. And in this petition, besides asking him to unify the country, which he did, were also 5 requests, which is very meaningful and very significant. What did they say? Ministers must be able to preach, because the Roman priests did not preach. All they did was to repeat what the church told them of traditions and dogmas, not preaching. So, dear King, please ensure that we have ministers, pastors, who will be able to expound the Word of God from the pulpit. And number two, ministers' marriage must be recognized as legal because, you know why? The Roman tradition is all priests are to be celibate, not celebrate. Celibate. Nothing to celebrate about. They are not to get married. I mean, this is the most devilish doctrine and devilish requirement. Do you know that more than half the priests of Rome are homos? Do you know that? This is out of their own testimony. They said, to save ourselves and our reputation, we'll form an association. And we call it dignity. Wow, very lower to be a gay. So the minister said, no, we are married people. And king, please recognize that our marriage is lawful. Number three, many of the priests took more than one job and earned more money. In the Reformation, in the millenary petition, they say, please, King, stop this practice that one man must have one job for the pastorate. You want to be the pastor? You just be the pastor. Nothing else. No moonlighting. Abolish also popish practice. In those days, they had very colorful and elaborate vestments, uniforms of all kinds. Stop it, because this smells of Rome. We don't want it. And finally, please, King, show us that it is important to observe the Lord's Day as holy. I say, thank God you all are here. To observe the Lord's Day as holy, we are in His house. So all these are because of the strong Protestant spirit pervading the country at that time. Protestant meaning no more sympathy or allegiance with Rome. This was a very strong biblical emphasis. The Bibles which went into the King James Bible, they were all Reformation Bibles. Please understand, before the Reformation, before the time of Wycliffe and Tyndale, there was no Bible. Nobody had any Bible. All the Bibles were in Latin and locked up by the priests. So Wycliffe, Tyndale, Coverdale, Matthew, Great Bible, Geneva Bible, Bishop's Bible, seven of them. And if the country is divided into seven different groups, how difficult it is to unify them. So, King, please, let all these be absorbed into the King James Bible. So the King James Bible is for national unity. It is so important for us to understand why the King James Bible has that important tradition. Do you know how important it is? That you unified and united the people in one united stand on the Word of God. Not many divisions, many versions. Today, the Word of God in the King James Bible is in English. As I've explained to you, it is now become the global language. This is from the original King James Bible 1611. See how beautiful it was, and how elaborate, and how the people were thrilled to have their own national Bible for the first time. And the final editing was done in this room, called the Jerusalem Chamber. It is still in the palace of Hampton Court. Those of you who are historians, drop in and have a look at it in London. Now, latest news. The KJV, the bestseller, has been dethroned. No longer the bestseller. By what? By NIV. By whom? Rupert Murdoch. Now I told you, this is what I want to tell you tonight. Why? Because he is a papal knight. He has been knighted by the Pope for being a very outstanding, helpful Roman Catholic. And he bought over Zondervan, 1978. And to date, you know how many copies of the NIV has been sold? Can you guess? You know, when I print my footprints, very bravely I printed 4,000. 4,000. Is a lot, huh? You know how many copies NIV? 215 million! 1,000 is 1 million is 1,000,000, understand? And this is 215 million. So that by the year 2000, the front runner and the highest seller was NIV, no longer King James Bible. Does it matter? My dear friends, God does not depend on manpower. God depends on faithfulness. By faith we shall conquer. Why is it that the Bible has been made use of by the Zondervan, by Rupert Murdoch? There is a Bible verse which says, through covetousness and feigned words, you know, the NIV is so corrupt, in so many places corrupt. And they say, this is the best, the latest and the most understandable, the most clear and all the sales language. As I said, there are so many additions. Gender neutral. Couples edition. Gay friendly Bibles. Study editions. Every edition means more money. You tell them this is the fifth edition, they come and buy another one. And so more money goes to Zondervan, goes to the pocket of our friend, not our friend, Rupert Murdoch. All because of high power salesmanship. Dear friends, if you do not have this book, get it. The authorized version, a wonderful and unfinished history of the Word of God. Now as we close, my last OHB. The authorized version, King James Bible 1611. Replace all Reformation Bibles. It is God's Word. It is the only, let me stress this, the only English Bible that can hold up and say it is infallible, inerrant, perfectly preserved. The only Bible that is able to stand to this examination. And it is the only Bible that is proscribed. You learn a new word tonight. I learned that new word myself, preparing for tonight. Proscribed means condemned by the Roman Church. Now we're going to sing a closing hymn. And it is the hymn we did not have time to sing for our singspiration. In More Songs in the Night, number 17. Let me burn out for thee, while they burn the martyrs who dare to read King James Bible. You and I, thank God, we do not need to burn except to burn up for the Lord Jesus. So let's all arise and sing this. Let me